right. Coming back, let's bring Josh back into the conversation. Calling from Glendale, a prior homeowner used pure silicone caulk to glue cable at eye level along a heavily stuccoed wall. And now we've got the aesthetic problem of trying to solve that. Am I repeating the question about right, Josh?
And as we get to Josh, we've got to ask question 4 or 5. We've got two more sets to give away.
Oh, yeah.
So just posted. Who won last year?
Okay. Who is the winner of the Waste Management Phoenix Open last year? The first one to post it on Facebook wins 2 general admission tickets to this year's event.
Yes, sir.
Who won last year?
All right, now to Josh.
Okay, Josh. Now, generally, the reason we make caulk from silicone is because it is so durable, it lasts so long, and it sticks so good. Right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've used it in a lot of different applications, just not to attach cable to stucco.
On the outside of the front of the house. Now, have you just taken a 1-inch putty knife and tried to get up underneath the silicone and just pull it?
I've done that with combination of a heat gun in the middle of the summer. I just can't get, I can get a majority of it off, but there's still a layer. A little bit of left there.
Well,
I don't know if there's a product that I can put over it that might stick enough that I can get over that.
That would be my next attempt. I would come back with a textured elastomeric caulk and a sponge, and I would just try and sponge over that silicone, let it cure up, see how it holds, and then paint over that. The textured elastomeric ought to be able to bury it and camouflage it pretty darn well.
And just any home store?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Just make sure it's the textured elastomeric, particularly as heavy as your stucco is. That's what you're going to need.
Yeah, it's half inch at some places. So.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess with that much texture, I ought to be able to blend it a little easier.
That's the texture's what's hurting you the most, and it's what's going to help you the most in camouflaging it when you find something that'll stick to it.
Great. Thanks for the advice.
Okay, Josh, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million. I see Phil from Tucson calling. Let's see if we can sneak him in real quick. Phil from Tucson, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
You probably have talked about this countless times, but I'm in the process of getting bids, and I sure would like any and all wisdom you can offer with regards to. I've got to replumb my house for water.
Okay.
I have that nasty polybutylene blue piping. I'm original owner to the house. It's finally, the polybutylene has finally kind of exposed itself after almost 20 years.
Okay.
And I know that I've got to replumb the house in order to be able to sell this place.
Okay.
A lot of people won't even touch it.
Ah.
So I'm looking for recommendations as to, you know, what kind of materials used, and even for that matter, even any plumbers, pros and cons, whatever you can offer, I'll listen offline.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, you bet, Phil. Have a great day. Phil, in Pima County, the Rosie Certified Plumbing Contractor is Woods Plumbing. They service all of Pima County. Their number's, of course, 520. You already knew that. 682-2233. So that's 682-2233. Woods Plumbing. Bill and Debbie Woods own it. Nice family operation. And I can tell you, Phil, that of all the certified plumbers that there are, the Rosie certified plumbers in Arizona, Woods Plumbing down in Tucson, Babcock Plumbing, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Thunderbird Plumbing in Phoenix, you ask every one of them how they would replumb their home. Half of them will tell you they'll use PEX, Flex PEX, and half of them will tell you copper and copper only. So it's almost an even divide right down the middle. For my money, I'm going to do it in copper. And I'm and that is in contrast with a lot of plumbers I really respect, including my son, T-Boy, who's a plumber up in Portland. He loves PEX. He uses PEX all the time, would put it in his own house, and has a lot of confidence in it and has seen thousands of more applications than I have. But for old hard-headed Rosie, it'd be copper. We need to ask our final question for the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Yeah, a couple follow-ups here. We're getting a good, very fast response. The first winner was Byron Johnson, Nelson. The three courses that have been played on is Phoenix, the Arizona, and the TPC. Highest money earner has been Phil Mickelson. Last year's winner was Kevin Stadler, and I just Googled him. That's a big guy. Holy cow. So the last question is, who is the distinguished player returning this year who hasn't been here in a little while because he got mad when somebody threw an orange at him or something like that? I don't know. So fifth and final question on Facebook now. If you know it, you're going to this year's Phoenix Open. You'll get a pair of tickets.
Stay tuned for Hour 3 where we're talking soils and your foundation.